good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June 4th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about electoral law reform.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
The position is that the bill is passed through both houses. It passed through the Senate quickly. I think it was in the Senate. When it came to the National Assembly, it has gone through the first reading. So the next stage is for the bill to be sent for assent to the president. The portfolio committee presented the report and it made certain recommendations, but the minister refused to accept and take those recommendations on board.
It is without the new one.
Vakangotora kanhu kadika kamwe chete pane zvinodate zvenhuru gurumanda izvinhu zvaitaurwa vakangotora kadikiri kadimbu kamhindu kadikidiki kekuti hanzi vachaona kuti voters roll rinova richinyeresa vanhu vachavhota ringe richibviswa mumaoko maregistrar general vanoita zvezvitupa zvoendeswa kuZimbabwe Electoral Commission.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about electoral law reforms.
Parliament has passed the Electoral Amendment Bill amid concerns that the amendments don't go far enough to guarantee free and fair elections. The opposition MTCT accuses ZANU-PF of fast-tracking the bill, saying the ruling party seeks to, among other issues, reintroduce postal voting, bar Zimbabweans in the diaspora from voting, legalize the use of voter registration slips, and deny automatic access to the voters' roll.
But ZANU-PF is pushing back, accusing the MDC of double standards. The ruling party says the reforms introduced were a compromise made under the government of national unity, of which the MDC was a key player.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, blessing. Ngaba kunjalo mfowethu.
Ongoka Gibbs nasi tira kuti tinge tichitarisa nenyaya dzezvemutemo yesarudzo. Unoziya Gibbs kuti pese panoitwa sarudzo muZimbabwe panowanzoitika kutaurwa kanyanya. Nekudaro panga pachidiwa kuti mitemo inge ichichinjwa asi sechava chigariro musoro wetsuro kushaya nyanga pose panobuda nemabhiri aya anenge achiitwa muparamendi panenge pakuita kukandiranwa nyoka mhenyu vemDC vachiti aiwa hatina kunge tasumwa zvakadai zvanga zvichida kuzvigadziriswa zvigadziriswe asi nerimwe divo vezanupf vachiti aiwa zvinhu zvose zvinenge zvaitwa negwara. So, Bazanzi, Unoto Shao, the Zuru Vambassy.
Yeah, we are last, okay. Blessing Colombo Void, Yangos of Civilica Cool. Yeah, Zurandava, Setan and Jaloge, Ulive Talks, there was Uti, Benefits to Lamta, Senzani. Yeah, Utabe Kutuin, Skuma, Konokoge, Ogunja, Little Parlamente, Ogutua, Electoral Amendment Bill. So, Lapake, Umteto, Ogunja, Wenzetti, Abantu by a vote and Jani, Jalo Melo and Zueni, Escatsoketo. So sizwile ke blessing ukuthi abantu be MTC bangani bazondile kakhulu ngokuthi idale leParliament lalo selite lokho sokumele kukhanjiswe ke kuPresident ukuthi akusayine ukuze kube ngumthetho ukakatesi kumele sikufake emgceke ukuthi kusese kuyi bill kodwa sekubhasiwe ngapi kulangale idale leParliament. So ke bathi okungani kuyaluma kakhulu yikuthi soko abantu ungakwenza ukuthi uhambe le voters slip ufike uvote nje ujwala lokho liphephana lokuyana siyazi ngama paper lokho akwahlupa kakhulu iMDC ithi kula bantu abangu 766,000 abavota belama slips ona la ngakho bathi hayi phonke ukuthi thuthu nje ubuyele lakho uphosele lami buyele lami uphosele so bathi uyahlupa kakhulu lati ke esemazweni asoze siyene ukuthi sivote ngokutsho kwayo ke ibilay njalo lokuthi kube le voters roll abantu beyibone kungani kungahlupa so kuyakhathaza lapha mfowethu.
Of course, before we discuss this issue, reports are coming from Harare that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission Chief Elections Officer, Mr. Lovemo Sekeramai, he has died, and he was 67. And of course, the reports are saying that Mr. Sekeramai died in Lesotho, and this has been confirmed by the Zimbabwe Election Commission Chairperson, Rita Makarau, and very sad news indeed.
Very sad news indeed. You know, the passing of any Zimbabwean or any person on earth is very painful, and we know that the family is suffering right now because of that. So at the end of the day, we are saying we are very sorry, you know, as a
to
station.
The family, yes. To the family, yes. And I think we have our first guest, Honorable Jessie Majome. She is the chairperson of the Parliamentary Justice Committee. Honorable Majome, good evening.
Good evening to you, blessing and listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us, Gibbs.
Now, let's start the ball rolling right now. It seems as if this bill has been passed in Parliament. Where was the MDC, you know, and other parties? You were not complaining about it at the time it was passed. What happened?
Are you asking me where we were?
Yes.
We were in Parliament, you see. We were in Parliament and we were in Zimbabwean society. And, I think... that's exactly where we were, and we did everything that we could possibly do as an opposition political party in Parliament. You know, it's never happened in the world where an opposition party that is in the minority can block a bill. I don't know. In America, has that happened? I doubt it. So I think it's a really strange question to ask where were we, because, you know, I think if you know the proportions of representation in Parliament, ZANU-PF has an overwhelming majority in that parliament. It has more than 75% even that's needed. The 2/3 majority that's needed to pass parliament. So I find your question rather interesting. I don't know what I'm wondering. What it is that was expected to be done that we maybe could have done. We were right there in parliament.
Yeah. What were you expected to do there? You know, were you supposed to be doing what you did? You think? What is your take really on this kind of issue?
It's the usual. You know, there's nothing out of the ordinary. I think it's a notorious fact that, like I keep saying, that, you know, the numbers of members of parliament of ZANU-PF and of the opposition are clear. Like I'm saying again, ZANU-PF has more than a 2/3 majority in parliament. Mm-hmm. And parliamentary matters are dealt with. You know, the majority usually has, you know, it will have its way usually, unless it decides to accept, to conciliate. But without that, you know, even if we were to walk out of that parliament, we'd still pass it. You know, in the National Assembly where I sit, the quorum of parliament is 25 members. That's all they need. So if we were to even all walk out, they'd have more than 5 times that quorum. You can just pass it without us. And if you, I don't know if you were following the debate in the parliament, and I urge listeners to also check the parliament website on www.powelson.gov.zw. The record is there about the gallant attempts that members of the Movement for Democratic Change made in debate in parliament. And the other thing that I think we must also note is that I think you may be aware that Section 141 of the Constitution now actually requires that the public be consulted, to be more involved in the business of Parliament, and that it be consulted, the public be consulted. And in this particular case, I'm really happy to say that, one of the things that came out of this is that the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee that I chair, and I'm from the MDC, is the first committee that has succeeded since the 8th Parliament was started to actually hold push for public consultation. It has not been done. We've passed more than 8 just happened, this thing that they were just suddenly, you know, public hearings. There was a tremendous amount of work that was done by the MDC. I'm a member. I know to actually push for and secure that space, and also even negotiations, because the state wanted to submit this. But we, you know, from a procedural point of view, we managed to secure the space for public debate and public hearing, and I think that's a tremendous success.
Okay. Yeah.
But this consultation of the public, Honorable, is it not just a rearrangement of chairs on the deck of the Titanic? Did it change anything? Were those views included?
No, they were not. Hardly included. Only a very minuscule proportion of them was included. The minister decided to concede to ensure that there are measures in the book to ensure that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission controls the voters' roll, and that was it.
Very interesting indeed. At the end of the day, Ms. Majome, do you think that, you know, as this has been passed into, is going to be passed by the president, do you think that the president will wink an eye before he signs it?
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. Remember, especially also because, you see, this amendment was really a rededication of, you know, of a statutory instrument made in terms of the Presidential Powers Act that the president, unconstitutionally promulgated just before the elections, you know, so, and the presidential powers were ousted by the new constitution, but it was in place. But for some reason, he promulgated this statutory instrument that has effectively all the provisions, almost all the provisions of this electoral amendment bill. That's the same president that did that, which expired, which therefore called NPF to then bring this bill and have it passed through Parliament. So it's exactly the same president, exactly the same, technically the same amendments. And the fact is, the bill, it did pass, you see. It did pass in Parliament. It passed. It was introduced in the Senate initially, and which is very unusual because while the Senate can also be the first port of call for bills, it's unusual. It doesn't usually happen, but it was passed in the Senate. It went through all three readings. Mm-hmm. And in the National Assembly, I think we can, even if I say to myself, we made gallant attempts to still continue to not be steamrolled and stampeded to pass a bill simply because the Senate has passed it. We are a house all of our own. And my committee was, it took a space. And then we held, I think, the historic public hearings in terms of the new constitution, the first ones in the second, in this eighth parliament. And, you know, it's interesting because the point is, I think clearly ZANU-PF has decided that it wanted this bill, which is now an amendment act. It wanted it exactly the way it was, and that's exactly what they proceeded to do. Because, like I said, it's a game of numbers. That's simply, you know, when that result was announced on 31 July 2008, that shows the opposition, the MDC, with less than 30% of members of parliament. It's a given. That's exactly what happened. I mean, what more can we expect?
Mm. Thank you so much, and stay on the line. Blessing Lapham for you to say hello. Mnumzana, Mtawini, osekungweni. Baba, Mtawini, kunjani? Hayi siyaphila ungapi konapho baba Mtaweni
Ndoba Afrika
Yeah kunjani Jozi
Hayi Jozi kuhahle impela
Yeah use Jozi kumbe kwenye indawo
Hayi use Jozi
Hayi kuhle kakhulu ngoba nyakwazi ukuthi abantu abanje ngo blessing bawazi ukuthi nxa ngathi use South Africa ya use Jozi
Yeah use Jozi yipro
Igoli
Yeah kunjalo ke So ungathini ngodaba lolu lusekudwini mnumzana?
Hey no man isikhalo sami ukuthi kanti izinto zizolunga nini eZimbabwe? Izinto eZimbabwe zizolunga ukuthi abantu sivuka umbhejazana fana nabantu lento leyo yenzakala le kubo Tunisia le yikho zizolunga ngoba manje sicindezelwa ngabantu ababili abathatha baseZimbabwe kwesithi yonke sibhema umgaba kathina kana inkinga amasocha ayiwaphethe umbuso yiyo abantu abanenkinga senjalo labo abaholi imali Just nje bacindezela abantu kuphela nje into engelamsebenzi.
Yeah, mawusubona ke.
Yeah, ukuthi singabantu. Yeah, ngabe singabantu sibambaneni ngoba siyalamba sonke eBotswana, gcwele baZimbabwe, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Britain, gcwele baZimbabwe. Si all over the world. Ngendawo ethi khasi balekele, akunamsebenzi. Wonke umuntu osekhaya uyathengisa, nzima sime sekhala phana sinzima endlela esimangaliso asivukana umbhejazana sizimesela sisemasifa ubinjini namasosha laphana amgaba amasosha siyayazi yonto leyo nawo amaphoyisa amfuni but udenga abantu ababili abathathu abacindezela abantu esezimbabwe
ye ngaphandle kwalokho-ke kungenziwani njengoba sokubuyile khonokho kuthiwa yi-electoral amendment bill akukho okunye okwenziwa
bafihlani ukuthi abantu beboniswe i-electoral lokuze i-voters roll yinto abayifihlayo ngoba bose bayatshontsha ama-elections isikhathi sonke bayatshontsha ama-elections
kodwa ubona ngazani po kuyagcina ngani mnumzana ngoba nxa sokuyibhilile phela sokumele ukuthi umnumzana urobert umgabe abe seyilungisa phela ibe ngumthetho ozwayo
asivukele umbhejezana singabantu sibambene obanzi wama-transers azosisapota sivuke umbhejezana njengasetunisia soya abantu bengayo emsebenzini kuliwe kunto kuthi zilunge amasosha lawa siyakwazi ukuthi avele amfuni just izafuna imisebenzi kuphela bafuna nje imisebenzi laba bantu laba labo futhi imali abayirhola encane kwathiwa bazongezelelwa ibipay amatitsha ama-elections ekhadi bekhankasa abalama-till today abangezelelwanga imali wayi abakuboni kanjani bona
ye kodwa thina sikhuthaza ukuthi abantu phela beqalisa ukudubulana baba mdawini siyabe sikhangela ukuthi enxa abantu bakhulume ngengqondo phela
stay away baba stay away ungatsho lo muntu ozoya emsebenzini
hayi siyakuzwa ke mdawini ye yikho okucabangayo so sibongele kakhulu ungadinelwa kusasa mnumzana
thank you
yeah blessing what Mr. Mdawini is saying is you know Zimbabwe should find other ways of actually fighting against the system that is there back home. So he says one of them is through stairways, you know. This, you still remember the stairways that used to be there. He says that's workable. You know, if people are coming out with new laws and you can't block them, so stay away. And then at the same time, he says, most probably, armed forces are a problem in Zimbabwe. They are the ones that are actually detecting the pace. So that's as far as he's concerned.
Though I don't know about stairways, they might be problematic because you know, more than 20% of the people, I think only about 20% are the ones that are employed in the formal sector.
Yes.
Everyone else is in the informal sector. Therefore, to try and convince those people to stay away.
Yeah, staying away from selling tomatoes and others is difficult.
It might be a problem. Rikatiende kunemwe mtereri wedu vachikarabwa makadi. Vachikarabwa makadi. Makadi.
Hello.
Tiri kukunzwa hai makadi yenyu.
Handizi vachikarabwa, handini mukoma Kristo nekurebwa.
Oh, kurebwa, makadi.
Kurebwa, inga ndakataura nemine zuro manerwa, mukoma blessing.
Aiwa, ndanga ndisina kunyatsoona zita apa, kuri seiko.
Chikarabwa handizi, ndinozi kurebwa, KURE BWA. Makuru asei vakomana.
Aiwa, Star Square, kuri seiko, ko Joni.
Kujoni kunenge kuri nani ngana vangu. Dambudziko riro riri rinotipa electoral amendment bill. Atizivi kuti iyo Zanu PF inoshiye chaizvo chaizvo. Handiti vakahwina nomudzidzo. With this actually takanga takagara sei kuti government tikavirirana tikapanana kuti izvi ndo zvatauvirana pamasimba ekundotsika kusarudzwa handiti
hongu
but now we are surprised semawinners kuti why are they coming in kuti vaie every staff dzatakanga takavirirana handiti and it surprises us kuti iwo kana vari maultimate winners emaelections why do they actually push for kuchinjwa kweeverything ini munhu anene kuti inini handifungi kuti ZANU-PF yakahwina and inandiri musouth africa actually handina kukonda kuti ndiwane mukaa kuvhota because takanzi handi vanhu vekunzi hatikwanisi kuti tivhote but ivana vana vakahwina what's the point yokuchinja the staff yakavahwinisa ivo now they need to change why don't you just put the question mark about it? It actually shows that ZANU-PF never kumbe ufaya kahwina ipo paipa pane the way vakakanisa kuti vabire zvavo actually hatitauredi nezvazvo but the issue is kuti the electoral act inofanira kuchinjwa nemhaka yenhasi soon after waroora mukadzi munozi woda kuchinja mutemo No. It's my blessing. Muno, I know. Electro beauty is on a name, he is MPF. Varakudakuisa, the new system. Because Raka and it don't manage to remasit are enough for them to write a really darling with the lawyers in Zimbabwe, which is not actually the right thing. Why don't they just say no? Let's get back to the people.
Yeah.
Can we find out if people actually like it, like what we did this yes or no situation in 1999 or 2000 before?
99. Mm-hmm. Constitution year 2000.
Why don't they go back to the people? You know what? If it is actually and the next thing is ZANU-PF and majority, whatever. But now, why don't you just get back? If we are very confident as ZANU-PF, we are confident that if we get back to the roots, if we get back, we've got the support, we've got the grassroots support. Let's get there and talk to the people. If they like it, they say, yes, we like it. If we don't like it, we say, no, we don't like it. Then we know that ZANU-PF has got the support, and then we know the Act that we are now electoral Act that we are getting right now is people-driven. But now, why are they just saying, no, because Zoda Kutu was in Parliament. Now it is okay, Kumba. Because Mutemu Lumbo Chipinda more Parliament and this. One of the material issues and this. Along the Mutemu material issues with Serrano and this. Tamu Gamichira issues and this.
Yeah.
So when I would say, no, 25% they are Gamichira and Temo. Then I did not put in our post. But can I want to pay a national good price and pay a few notes? Yeah, that is, of course, that's my elections. The few notes that is.
Tinotenda zvikuru mambo bwereketa aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Gibbs.
Yeah, uya chinga sibilike ukurepo. Utini kati nga mafuchan void. Samozwa ngobuchai question mark inga.
Yeah, he's saying that you know any laws they should be passed with the consent of the people. So he's saying that parliament must consult the people, and he's also saying that if ZANU-PF claims that it has the people's support and in the elections, like it is claiming it won resoundingly, it should not fear going back to the people and introducing reforms.
Yes, I'm going to go to the next one.
Hayi ngikhona linjani?
Hayi Mpili, ungapi?
Ngize Joburg lapha eSandton.
Oh, kunjani eSandton?
Hayi eSandton kuhle kakhulu.
Lokho kulezinto ezinhle kakhulu.
Hey, iyakhula indawo yakhona.
Lawule mention khona apho phela.
Hayi angilameshi.
Eh, uqala emgugwini,
kunjani? Hayi angilameshi.
Usemgugwini?
Hayi, semgugwini nje uphe.
Kodwa imgugule phela ingcono ngoba ilamagetsi phe.
Hayi ingcono apha, hayi ingcono.
Yey, phosela kumnomzana. Naluta.
No, bengilalele nje uhlelo nje lapha.
Yey.
Sikhuluma lapha ngalo umthetho osukhona lo but usayila through the parliament yo usenator wakho usiyasayina ngupresident. Abe sengisithi lokho kuhlele kunjalo. Izalo kefu ayikho into enhle kusukela la kusukela kudala. Abe khona ama voter slip laba abevota ngawo ngankudlu. Bevele khona. Manje ngoba umthetho lo president siyakuya usayina. Ah so uyi daylight dropper le enkulu kakhulu nje ukuthi abantu baseZimbabwe baphinde bakhululeke futhi ngaba yi opposition ifisa ukuthi engakufisa ukuthi ngawina angeke iwine ngoba bazo recruit abantu babo njengoba sebe lomthetho omkhulu ngayo obanikeza amandla njengoba kwaba aba 2/3 majority parliament ukubenze nibahlale bekhona futhi kodwa umthetho lo EMDC kufuze yona as an opposition ibe opposition eqinileyo elokukhalipha engqondweni njalo ebe ngazama ukuthi badinga ukuthi bangakunqoba kanjani lokuthi izani kuphefa ingasebenzisi lowo mthetho angudlu ya bengithi ma ukuthi bengaba le any into abangayizama nje ukuthi xa bengaphiwa nje la ma-voters bathini incwadi lezi zokuthi abantu bangaka abarejistile babe layo
i-voters roll
i-voters roll i-soft copy bengayithathi le i-hard copy but babe le soft copy bakwazi ukuthi ba-audite for sure ukuthi la abantu abarejistileyo babaza la ma-voters slip yibo ngempela kuze bengaze barojwa ngoba bazarojwa barojwe kuze kuyafika nini yokubona nakuthi ayi lo umthetho ngayo abawufakile nje ukuthi barige ngawo.
Aha.
I'm sure into yenkulu engethu nakabani nanzelele kakhulu kunakuba force izanikezi banike soft copy kuze labo bakhwanise ukuthi ba-audite kakhulu kukhulu ukuthi lo muntu ozayo ukhona yini urejista ku-voters roll urejistile yini ngempela.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana khona ngapho-ke eJohannesburg. Ungadinelwa kusasa phela uphenduke mnumzana.
Hayi ngibonge kakhulu.
Endlovu baba.
Nami ngibonge kakhulu.
Yeah. Mr. Ndlovu is concerned blessing is the MDC should actually fight against this kind of parliamentary provision that has been law that has been passed. So at the end of the day he says the MDC should get some soft copies of the voters roll if it can manage to do that. But according to the electoral amendment bill, there's no provision that says the MTC should get, or any other party would get that kind of voters' roll. So we'll hear more from perhaps Majome.
Honorable Majome?
Yes.
Talking about these reforms and clearly, you lack the majority in parliament, but are you working with other groups outside parliament, say non-governmental organizations, to try and push for reforms?
We are, because if you ask me as a member of parliament is accessible to absolutely everyone. As I indicated, we use parliamentary methods in parliament. I assume you're asking me as a member of parliament,
yes,
of the opposition. That is exactly the reason why here, we pushed for public hearings so that we can get views on the bill. So that would involve from individuals, from citizens, whoever would have wanted to give us their views. Would we created that space, which would not have been there if we had.
Honourable Majome, we'll ask you to wait just a bit. I know you have another engagement, but so that you can just finish that point that you are making. For our radio listeners, please.